This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets your board. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones. A lot to get to on a Tuesday afternoon show. Going to be in Clearwater today. Some fills we'll get to. Some more rock bottom with one team in town, and a whole lot on the Eagles as we get set for free agency. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, this is my algorithm, so don't nobody get mad at me. But I thought this was pretty intriguing, so I just had to share. Do you know that there's something called the Great Lego Spill?
Lego?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know this.
In 1979, right, there was a cargo ship that lost 5 million Legos into the ocean. And to this day, they are still washing up in Europe on the beach.
Imagine that. Imagine being on the beach. What's that? Is that a shell? No, like, it's a Lego.
And you know what's funny about Lego pieces for those of us that do the Legos? Because Lego is, they've been around forever. Mm-hmm. But certain Lego pieces are hard to get.
There is a place not far from where I live, and they specialize in, like, they just have buckets, Hugh, of Lego. So if you're missing a piece,
yes,
you can go in there and try to find the piece that you're looking for. My son loves it.
Man, listen, the town that they make Legos, it's like built like Legos. Mm. Legos have evolved so much over the last couple years, like decades, I just thought it was interesting because I saw the pieces that were washing up. And some of these are like vintage pieces that are like collector's items. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is interesting. I also wonder if your algorithm and your mind, Hugh, it's kind of your subconscious here. Because, you know, you can make a parallel to the Eagles maybe losing some pieces. Or
yes,
maybe the pieces trying to fit a new
way. Hey, a play on words.
Yeah, and you know what? Yesterday, we got the news during our show. I heard the morning today talking about it. The release of Darius Slay. And there was some reporting out there, D-Gun, saying maybe he could come back. I don't think he's going to come back. But whatever is going to happen. The Eagles released Darius Slay yesterday. And it did bring me back here to last week because at the Combine, Howie Roseman basically told us this was going to happen. He said to be patient. He said it might be a different kind of Eagles offseason, and it doesn't end or even really – there's a lot of it, right? It's not just March. It could be they could acquire players in April, the draft in May and June. We've seen Howie before. But there does seem to be a sense out there that they might have a quiet offseason, that they might lose a lot of these guys. Slay was the first one. Next week, Zach Bond's going to be a free agent. I saw something yesterday that his market could be $16 to $21 million per year. I'm not sure if the Eagles are going to pay that. They could lose Milton Williams. They could lose Josh Sweat. They could lose a lot of these guys. And I feel like some people might be okay with that. And I recognize some of this is reality, right? You have a championship and then people poach your players and you can only pay so many guys. I understand that. And I don't expect them to re-sign everyone or get every big name. But, Hugh, I'm not okay with the idea of a quiet offseason. They're trying to defend a championship. And however Howie's got to do it, I need the team next year to be as talented, if not more, but at least as talented as it was last year. So I'm not okay with this idea of a quiet offseason. It started yesterday with Darius Slay. A lot of reports out there they might lose some big free agents here. Hugh Douglas, are you okay coming off a Super Bowl with a quiet offseason by the Eagles?
You know what's funny? This is starting to become a little bit of a trend, and I think it's necessary because I feel like the more I try to teach people, the more they understand.
It's going to be one of those days.
No, I'm just saying that's how the algorithm or you know, the poll goes my way because I do a great job of explaining things to people. So here we go. About to long talk a little bit. Am I okay with a quiet offseason? Yes, I am. Because here's the thing. You know, we talk about how we season and how we trust and all this stuff. We bleed for the city and all this other stuff. So Howie told me last week that this was probably going to be a slow offseason. He said, be patient. We're going to make moves. So with that being said, I can't trust Howie on one hand and not trust him on another. And what I mean by that is this. Howie's brought us two Super Bowls, correct?
He has.
Howie's done it his way. Hmm? And he made an analogy the other day that I totally agree with. You know, like winning Super Bowls. I guess I'm a virgin when it comes to that because I never won one. But, you know, he equated it to sex and all the other good stuff, which I thought was a great analogy. But that's neither here nor there. But the point is this. Howie told us that he's trying to build a winner. It's going to look a little different. So be patient. So I owe it to Howie, the two Super Bowl champion bringing to the city guy that he is, the guy that got bust upside the head with a can of beer and said that he bleed for this city. I owe it to him to be patient because he has brought us something that we have never experienced before. So, yes, I'm going to be patient.
So, all right, I agree with the point on how he deserves the benefit of the doubt in most of these things. But can we always point out the full resume of Howie, and it's a great resume, right? It's one I think is going to end up in the Hall of Fame one day. Howie Roseman will be there. But is it fair to point out that the 2 years after he's been to Super Bowls, right? They went to the 2017 Super Bowl, 2018, you know, February 2018. The next year, Hugh, they were 500 in the beginning of December and had a rally and barely made the playoffs in 2018. And if Foles doesn't come in, I don't even think they make the playoffs the year after they won the Super Bowl in 2017. And then 2 years ago, they come back and they collapse in the month of December and into January. So Howie's done a lot of great things. But you know what? One thing he hasn't done yet? He hasn't figured out how to back up the Super Bowl the next year.
Because it's hard to do, Joe.
I know it is. I recognize that.
And the reason, can I just give you a little insight on why I feel like we're in a good spot? Because when you talk about the core of our squad, it's intact. And that's the allocation of all the resources on the offensive side of the ball. Now, people are looking at this Myles Garrett thing. They're looking at the fact that when we look at this team, we're going to lose a bunch of defensive players. But the one thing that I feel that the Eagles have, that some other teams have, but they have an abundance of, is damn good coaches. Now, the reason why I feel that way is because for two reasons. I have, in a small sampling size, I have varying examples of good coaching and bad coaching with the same people that are involved. And if you want to call it a control group, in this control group, I have the same people that are in this control group. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, the young guys. Mm-hmm. And you look at that year that Coach Desai was the defensive coach. These guys did not live up to their potential. Vic Fangio's been here for a year. And I can tell you something that I know for a fact, Joe, because I played defense. Some people might not believe that, but it's the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
It's for them to pick up that defense, the way that they picked it up and excel in it in such a short period of time, that doesn't happen that often in the NFL. I feel like with this coaching staff and the way that they coach and the pieces, the new pieces that they're going to integrate into this defense, that they're going to be okay.
So I think they're going to be okay, too. But I want to be great again. And a quiet offseason, does that equal greatness? And look, yesterday started with Slay. We got the news this morning, though I don't think this one's a needle movie. They're also releasing James Bradbury. That mm-hmm. one's more probably just, yeah, I know, I get it. That's procedural. But Elliot last week, when we asked him on our show, could we see another big name? Or what's the surprise we could see? He threw this name at us that we should watch for as a potential cut in the next week or so.
I think Goddard is a name you have to keep an eye on. He has no more guaranteed money left in his contract. If he hits free agency, he would be one of the top free agents available. And I think over the next week or two, you'll see a resolution there, whether it's an extension, and I wouldn't completely rule that out, or it's Goddard is traded or, you know, potentially released. I don't think he'll be released, but that's a potential option if other teams out there don't, you know, think the Eagles are just going to cut him anyway. I just think with his contract and how they're paying everybody else, like, Goddard is a name I would keep an eye on for Eagles fans.
Well, my eye is on it now. 215-592-9494. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason off a Super Bowl? I just wrote down quickly eight names. And right now, I don't know if any of these guys are going to be back. Maybe two of them will be back. Maybe three. Maybe one. I mean, maybe none. Here are the eight names. And when I say these to you, think about the 2024 Eagles without these eight guys. Like, I know there's turnover every year in the NFL. But this was these guys played a big role. BG, Goddard, Milton Williams, Darius Slay, Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Kenny Gainwell. They all could be gone. And if the Eagles don't go out there and replace them, you know, adequately, that's a quiet offseason to me. 215-592-9494. Slay is gone. I'm not surprised. They were preparing for this with two young corners last year in the draft. But now we await the next moves. And it does feel like between yesterday, Howie's comments at the Combine, feels like they're greasing the skids here for what we would call a quiet offseason. And I'm not okay with this. Hugh's okay with it. Kyle, how you feeling this morning, day after the release of Slay, and now we await the next moves from the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm not okay with the quiet offseason. You can just look at the history of the Eagles, and loud offseasons usually end up equaling loud seasons. Like, they go to the Super Bowl. They win Super Bowls. Like, this is what happens when we go out and make big moves in free agency. The A.J. Brown thing, Saquon Barkley, even T.O. in 2004, Alshon before 2017. Yep. Now, not a star, but, you know, a big move to get your quarterback and number one receiver. These are moves that propelled us to go to the Super Bowl the next year and in some cases win it. Now, I guess the year that I'm thinking of in terms of a quiet offseason was after 2022 when they just lost a lot of guys, didn't really make a huge move in free agency that year.
Hargrave, TJ Edwards, they all walked.
And we saw what happened at the end of the year. So, no, I'm not okay with it. Like, anybody who wants to repeat next season should not just be okay with the Eagles sitting around and having a quiet offseason and being complacent. And you know who I want to get here. I want to get Myles Garrett. That's like the loudest move you could possibly make. So I'm all in on doing whatever it takes to get this Eagles team back to the Super Bowl and winning it again next season.
Yeah, see, that's really it. If the goal is to win the Super Bowl again, Hugh, are they going to be a good team next year, almost regardless of how they approach this offseason? Probably, right? You mentioned it, Hugh. They have the core, right? They have most of their offensive guys coming back. They have Jalen Carter coming back. They have Quinyon. They have Cooper. But if the goal is to win the Super Bowl next year, not just to be adequate or decent, quiet doesn't usually lead to that, Hugh. Usually you need to have a little more spice to this. And as we get towards, you know, a week from now, legal tampering will have begun. I believe legal tampering starts on Monday of next week, and then the league year opens on Wednesday, and we'll be at McGurk's and Roars for next week for that. Hugh, if we get to McGurk's next Wednesday and they've lost Bond and they've lost Milton and they've lost Sweat and they've lost Slay and they released Goddard, that feels too quiet to me. Feels very quiet.
Let me try to help y'all out a little bit. Going into this season, knowing what we knew about this defense and the personnel that we got in, what was the most that we aspired for?
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack defense. So with that being said, with that middle of the pack defense, I think it's safe to say that most people felt that, you know, we're a playoff contender, but not really a strong contender for the Super Bowl, correct?
I think a lot of people thought that they were probably what you just said, yeah.
Yeah. So with good coaching and putting people in position to be successful with the personnel that we had, we overachieved. Would you agree with that?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'll just say it from my perspective. They were better than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of that had to do with coaching, especially when you talk about, you know, a guy like Zach Bond, you talk about Jalen Carter and Coach No Neck. Coach Hurt that got him in position and basically told those guys, you know, you're better than what you've been showing, you know. So I feel like the one edge that the Eagles have that a lot of teams don't have is a good developmental program. And that's why I feel like they're in a good spot. Shout out to Connor Barwin, man. You know, that's a guy who, when you talk about this Eagles organization and this team, that doesn't get a whole lot of got a lot of respect. I think the Eagles have invested in something that a lot of teams kind of overlook, because coming into the NFL, a lot of teams feel like, you know, they're under a lot of pressure. They don't have time to coach guys. They just got to get them on the field, and the pressure is to be successful in a short period of time. What the Eagles have done is they've put together an infrastructure that helps groom these young players and develop them and make them better. Perfect example of that is Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith was skewing bust for a lot of people. They worked with him, and he became one of the premier players, especially in the playoffs. I believe that this team and this organization has the right infrastructure in place that you could lose 6 to 7 guys off the defensive side of the ball.
It's a lot.
And still be an effective, productive team because the scheme that they're running and the guys that they have are plug-and-play guys, and it's not that hard to learn.
So I agree with some of what you said there, and I think long-term it's going to work out just fine for the Eagles. I also think we may have underrated their talent to start the season, their depth to start the season. Like, yeah, Nolan Smith was a question mark, but he was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat off the year he had before was a question mark, but Josh Sweat had been a double-digit sack guy in the NFL before and then showed he could be a lead rusher again on a good team. And Zach Bond was better than anyone realized. Was that just coaching, or were they good players? Like, if we lose all those guys, maybe we replace them with guys that aren't quite as good.
I think there was some coaching. I think coaching had a lot to do with the envision. And, you know, not taking anything away from Zach, I think there are some smart guys. They have a good group of smart young men that understand, you know, from almost day one, where everybody fits in this defense.
Yeah, I understand that. I just think if it's a quiet offseason, the most likely scenario next year is a step back.
Yeah.
And again, I don't mean they're going to win 6 games, but they were the best team in the NFL from the end of September through the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they have a quiet offseason, do we expect that next year?
Yeah, you said we can lose these guys and still be effective and productive. Like, that to me says, like, what, like, 10 wins, 11 wins, effective, productive. Like, I want to be great. I want to be the best team again. And while the Eagles had a lot of young talent step up last year, they did try to sign Bryce Huff last offseason, which would have been a big move. Granted, didn't work out.
Yep.
And then Saquon Barkley on the side. The Eagles had a loud offseason last year. It just only they hit one. They were 1-1 in those two players, but it got them to the Super Bowl. The Saquon thing got them to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, and then Zach Bond wasn't a loud signing, but he had a loud impact when he was fifth in defensive player of the year. 215-592-9494. It feels like we could be heading for a quiet Eagles offseason. Started yesterday with the release of Darius Slay. Are you okay with that? Coming off a Super Bowl, would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? We've had these. You know, we've done these Birds Town Hall on the first day of free agency. I can think back like 7 or 8 years now, and there's been a handful of them that have been loud, like the Saquon signing. They've had years where they did a lot of big things. And then there's been some where we basically were reacting to them losing players the whole day. And to Kyle's point, and I think Spike mentioned this a couple weeks ago on their show, usually the years they're louder and they acquire the bigger names is the years they're better. And the years they lose guys, the years they're not as good. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tuesday. Hey, man.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, just another great day of Howie season. And Hugh's still long talking, but today he's got his wet blanket in his hand. How are we doing today, Hugh?
I am awesome.
Awesome. Great. Let's look at this guy. Guys, Howie never shows his hand, all right? He is the greatest poker-playing GM that's ever existed. When he says it's going to be quiet, Howie's trying to be like, yeah, no, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. And in the meantime, he's in his other hand, he's got the fleece and the hammer, and he's getting ready to go to work. So I don't buy this at all. Look, the Slay move, you know, they cut him, let him go. We know his importance in the locker room was huge. So to free up that money, you know, Sadberry going, we all saw that coming. But now ESP is talking about the Goddard cut.
Yep.
Like, what is going on here, guys? Like, come on. Just sit back and read the room. They're dumping all of this money and freeing up all this cap room. One of the strengths of this team, why we said they went on to win the Super Bowl, was their depth. And that was the biggest strength to this team. And all of a sudden, they're just going to chop and clean out all of these low-lying guys and clear out all of this depth and money for a season that, oh, we're just going to run it back? Well, then what the hell are you freeing up all that money for if you're just going to run it back? No. I smell something here,
so
guys.
You don't buy it is what you're saying.
I'm not buying this at all, Joe. So I feel like he's setting the table because they're going to go for their new first. That first is going to be a back-to-back Super Bowl championship season, and they're going to do that because I'm waiting on them hitting the G-spot. They're going to hit this, all right? And Howie,
I know Howie's out there. He's getting ready to make moves. What? What are you talking about, you?
I ain't saying nothing. The analogy was awesome. It's on point.
He's just talking about Myles Garrett. Everyone's just going to stop being childish.
I thought it was good, too. I didn't know if you were going someplace. I didn't understand. But anyway, because, guys, Howie, I know you're out there. I know you're listening because you listen to the best show on WIP to get the best advice, although he lets us down a little bit sometimes. But, Howie, put your ears on. Go get G-I-R-R-E-T-T-Garrett! I spelled it right.
You got it, Chris. All right, Chris. Good phone call. Yeah. I mean, that's growth. We can spell Myles Garrett's name correctly. 215-592-9499. All right, so Chris doesn't buy it. And that maybe Howie is bluffing, but we have seen these off-seasons before. I mean, Kyle mentioned it 2 years ago. They came off the Super Bowl, and it was a very quiet, by their standards, off-season. They let about half of that defense walked out the door. CJ GJ went to Detroit, and Javon Hargrave went to San Francisco, and they let Kaiser White go to Arizona, and TJ Edwards went to Chicago. I mean, we've seen off-seasons like this before with the Philadelphia Eagles, and the reality is they weren't as good the next year. They took a major step back. Now, maybe, Hugh, maybe your thought on Fangio is they can avoid the step back because they have this great coach now on the defensive side. Maybe. But it might be tough for him to do it again. I mean, if you give him five new defensive starters, that's a lot again for him to get it back rolling again to be the number one defense again. It feels like a big challenge.
I don't think it's a bigger challenge as you think it is. I mean,
had the number one defense once in his life.
I understand that. And he's also had a situation. I think that for Coach Fangio, he's never been around these guys that have bought in wholeheartedly to what he was selling. I mean, you know, you talk about that Miami squad and how they ran him out of town.
Sure.
Because they said he was too hard. He was cracking the whip too much. It's obvious that they got the right group of guys around there that want to be taught. That's personnel. That to me is the guys that scout these young players and identify the coachable ones, the smart ones, the ones that pick up stuff quickly and can, you know, implement it in what you're trying to teach them. It's not a surprise. Well, it is a surprise to me that they were able to turn this thing around defensively as quickly as they were. From the first game when Jalen fumbled and they had to go out there and they had to get a stop. They only had one game where they didn't play well. And that's that Tampa Bay game where they looked like, you know, they played off coverage a little bit too much. And then after that, they started to play a little bit more aggressive. And when Cooper DeJean got healthy, they got better. I don't think that's by happenstance. I really don't.
215-592-9494. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? Slay's the first domino. Elliott thinks Goddard could be next. And a lot of people believe they're going to lose a lot of these free agents. Are you okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? I'm not. Hugh's okay with it and thinks everything's going to be just fine around here. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what we're going to do. When we come back on the other side, your phone calls here. We'll talk about it and how you could win a trip to Florida after the break as well. We'll tell you about that. And I just started jotting down the Eagles defense as of right now, like if you subtract the free agents, you subtract Slay, like what it looks like right now, they need some work to get it back to the level they were at last year. We'll go over that as well. 215-592-949. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words.
You don't know this one?
Mm-mm.
We need to get loud this offseason, Hugh Douglas. Quiet offseason. Who wants a quiet offseason in Philadelphia? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, so we're talking about the idea of a quiet offseason, and that, you know, began in a way yesterday with the Eagles' release of Darius Slay. There was some reporting last night that he could come back. You know, I doubt he's going to come back. I feel like if...
Nah, he gone.
Yeah, I feel like they would have tried to restructure before they cut him.
And he might, knowing that this is his last swipe at a big contract, he might want to go somewhere and try to get paid.
Well, I think he will. And he, you know, he still played at a pretty high level last year, considering his age. Most corners at his age don't. They're going to miss him. Now, we'll see how much they miss him. And when I think quiet offseason and how he's hinted at it, we've done this before in the past after big runs, that means they lose a lot and they don't add that much. And, Hugh, I just looked at the Eagles' depth chart, okay? And if you subtract the free agents, because here's who's a free agent. Zach Bond's a free agent. Josh Sweat's a free agent. Milton Williams a free agent. Isaiah Rodgers is a free agent. Hugh, if you look at the Eagles' depth chart and you take those free agents away, I got to tell you, this thing's pretty light on the defensive side of the football. You ready for this depth chart?
Yes.
Here would be your starters as of right now, and I recognize we have a draft and we have free agency, but you know there's an idea out there they could have a quiet offseason. Your safeties are returning. That's the only spot that is
unscathed.
Unscathed. Blankenship at CJGJ. You're starting corners next year if they have a very quiet offseason. Some combination of Quinyon, Cooper.
They got like 50 corners, though.
Well, so who would be the starter? Ringo?
I think that would be up for debate. I think this is how I look at this. Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean is your starter.
Yeah, of course.
He's your starter.
And Quinyon. Then who's the third?
Now, I think it would be up for who, how well. See, let me long talk just a little bit. I think that I would, if it's me, I want to keep him at the slot. I want to keep him in the slot corner.
Coop, you mean?
Coop. I want to keep him there because of his size. I know I can slide him out to that other corner. I know that. But if somebody else emerges that can play, like one or two things are going to happen. Somebody's going to emerge and that can take the slot position, mm-hmm, or the outside corner position. I would rather it be somebody who could be the solid outside corner and leave Coop. I would rather it be Keeley.
So let's pencil Keeley in. All right, so there's your, mm-hmm, starter. Ready? Now, here's your front.
Because he's bigger.
Here's your front, and this is where they'd be losing a lot. Bond, Williams, and Sweat are all free agents. So they'd have some combination of Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt on the outside. Mm-hmm. They'd have Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter in the middle. And your linebacking duo would be Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Nakobe off an injury. I don't even know if you could pencil him in week one. Does that sound to you like a number one defense in the NFL? Blankenship, CJGJ, Quinyon, Coop, Ringo, Trot, and Nakobe off an injury, Hunt, Nolan, Jordan, Jalen Carter. That feels light.
I could ask you, going back in a time machine, I could ask you before the season started, if that looked like a number one defense with Zach Bond out there and Nakobe Dean coming off an injury.
But this is worse.
No, but what I'm saying is this. I could say the same thing about that. Now, to your point, they're going to add some pieces. Mm-hmm. And all of those guys that you talked about, Joe, have been in the system at least a year. And they took tremendous leaps in one season. They're going to probably take a bigger leap now. This year,
maybe, but they're less deep. I mean, you don't have Milton Williams.
And you replenish the ranks. You replenish the
ranks.
Well,
you hope. I mean,
and you go out like that. To your point, there's going to be free agency. I think that's the thing that most people are afraid of is the unknown. I'm not worried about that because the one thing that every NFL team does in free agency and in the draft, they've already identified who. Now, whether or not they get them, that remains to be seen. Mm. But they've identified at least 2 to 3 players at every position that they feel could plug and play in what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I think you said earlier, afraid of the unknown. Yeah, I want to keep Zach Bond. I don't want to roll the dice with a new Zach Bond or hope that, you know, whoever, Trot Jr. or Dean could do what Bond did last year. I don't want to do that.
I also don't think it's just as simple as like, well, they played great last season and they're young, so now they're going to be even better next year. Like, it's not always a linear progression with young players.
But it's supposed to be.
Well, I understand that, but we understand the reality of it is that it isn't. Like, Sauce Gardner came in, and I'm not saying this is going to happen with Quinyon Mitchell, but he was like the best rookie corner, and he was the next big thing, and then he fell off a cliff the next season. Like, those things do happen.
That whole defense fell off the cliff.
But that's my point. Like, you don't always just get better and better every single year in the NFL, no matter who you are. Like, some guys might have played better than they really are last season.
I don't think that's a good example, though. I really don't.
Well, how? He looked like the best corner in the league, and now he's not.
I don't think it's a good example because there was a whole lot of turmoil with that team.
So even if it's not a good example, do you not agree that that happens to guys?
I mean, it happens, but it doesn't. How many times have you seen it happen to good teams, though? How many times have you seen
the Eagles.
Good teams? When did it happen to him?
Well, after last Super Bowl, they had a quiet offseason. They brought a lot of the younger guys back, and they didn't play.
Yeah, we all
as well.
Hated Darius Slay because he looked terrible. The, James Bradberry fell off a cliff too, and granted, he's like older, but this happens.
Like I said, I feel like with the infrastructure that they have, they got good coaching, and that's evident by the way that these young guys played this year. You don't go like I find it hard to believe. Just like how we talked about having, like he equated winning the Super Bowl to having sex. You don't have sex once and then say, you know what? I'm going to go in here. I don't want to have sex no more.
But he didn't have sex again for another 7 years.
No, but this is something
a long
different.
Time.
You got a lot of young guys that want to have sex. And they're going to keep trying to have sex as much as they possibly can. So they're going to do everything that they can. They're going to start reading the Kama Sutra and books like that to help get their sex game right. So that they can get back to that moment.
I can want to have sex all I want. That doesn't mean I'm going to have success and every girl's going to be, you know.
You can swing and miss.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly, man. Like, so I'm going to get rejected left and right.
Somebody out there going to like the song.
I think because we like Fangio so much and the Eagles are so good of an organization, I think we're underrating how much talent could walk out the door next week. Like, Sweat, Williams, and Bond, that is an immense amount of why they were so good.
Sweat is a guy, no disrespect to Sweat, because he balled his ass off.
Yeah.
Had to take a pay cut to stay here.
But that's fine. But you know, but maybe maybe we underrated how good they were.
And not taking anything away from Milton Williams either. But Milton Williams, no, I'm just being honest. Milton Williams ate because of what Jalen Carter was doing.
Yeah, but you know, Jalen Carter was here 2 years ago and they had the 30th ranked defense. Like Jalen Carter isn't like you put him on the defense and you're number one.
You know what? And know what Jalen Carter did? Jalen Carter had that come to Jesus moment where he said, listen, somebody told Jalen Carter, they kept a bean with him.
Yeah.
They said, listen, bro, you have the potential to be one of the best defensive tackles in the game. You have the potential to make $100 million. It's on you. And you know what he did? Mm. He stepped up to the plate. Jordan Davis did the same thing. Jordan Davis, like as much stuff that we talked about Jordan balled out in the playoffs now. He has some plays in the playoffs.
I'm just saying, about half their team sacks are about to be free agents. That's a lot to replace, and I'm not into a quiet offseason. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Diana Rossini here, talking about the other side of this, and you know, if Howie could maybe have some of these guys leave and then do something bigger there this offseason.
I would be surprised if Milton Williams stayed. It could happen, but that does make a lot of sense. I think they're going to make an effort here, but here's what some people are saying right now, that Howie's willing to move on from some of these guys because he's looking to make a big swing and take a big swing. And that big swing would be for Myles Garrett. So some of these guys that you think are a sure thing may not be sure things.
I mean, I'm in. I would rather have Myles Garrett than Zach Bond.
Well, he needs some assets, right?
Zach Bond's making $13 to $15 million a year or whatever the top salary for a linebacker is, yeah.
Need some assets, need some money. So we'll see. Would you put it past Howie Roseman going after Myles Garrett? No way. All they want to do is continue to build and build and build in the area, and the areas that got them to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl's past, which is to continue building.
Myles Garrett.
Could you imagine that? Wow.
Who is that on there with her?
Chase Daniel.
Fanboy. Like, yeah.
Well, aren't we all kind of fanboying about Myles Garrett?
No, I mean, she was trying to make
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it's just like he was just doing a whole lot.
Well, I mean, it's Myles Garrett.
No, you're right. It is.
How do you not? I mean, the guy's got 100 career sacks. I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's definitely going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 22 more than you.
That's 22 of them.
And that's after we gave a few back, after we took them away. 215-592-9494. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? Myles Garrett, that's the opposite of quiet. That would be loud. All right. Over the course of the show today, we got a lot going on here. We will get to some Philly stuff, some Sixer stuff as well, a little Clearwater check-in. The afternoon show is down in Clearwater to start their shows from spring training today. But keep listening. Three times today, we will have a word of the day for you. It is for a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, which is March 20th to the 23rd, Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. So keep listening. We will let you know the word of the day. When you get that word three times during the course of this show today, you go to 94WIP.com for your chance to win. So three times over the course of this show today, you will hear the keyword. When you get that keyword, plug it in at 94WIP.com for your chance to win an incredible giveaway and a college basketball trip. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rasheem. What's up?
Good. I think Howie is going to be patient. But I also think he's not going to lose every single free agent that you name. I think we're definitely going to either bring back Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, probably not Milton Williams because he's going to ask for too much money, but because he did see how after that Super Bowl that we lost and how we lost every defensive player and then, you know, how the season went after that, I don't think Howie will make the same mistake again and then go through that another offseason. So I don't foresee him losing everybody. I do see him actually possibly adding some other free agents, but I don't see him just losing everybody and bringing back like guys like Anthony Morrow or Zach Cunningham out. I think he's seen exactly what happened when you go into an offseason and not prioritize certain things. So I don't see him, you know, taking that approach with just losing everybody. How you're saying?
Well, I hope you're right, and especially Bond, Rasheem, because that's the one spot where they don't draft particularly well, and it's just tough to find those guys. And I just feel he was so good for them.
And one of the things we also got to give Howie credit, he has said it a few times that it's a priority to bring Zach Bond back. So I think he's going to try absolutely everything to bring him back. And I think Zach Bond will give the Eagles every chance for him to come back just because he's seen exactly how, you know, how this football season went. And I'm a big Vic Fangio fan and his assistant is doing an amazing job. So I don't foresee us just losing everybody.
Well, I hope you're right. And I think Howie has probably learned from his mistakes of the two times they went to the Super Bowl before. And Rasheem, we appreciate the phone call. Now, on the Bond thing, Hugh, yesterday ESPN had a projection on what each free agent could get, like a range of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest one for Bond, they had him earning between $16 and $21 million a season now, Zach Bond. Hugh, if he gets to the high end of that, that means it would reset the market. He'd be the highest paid inside linebacker in the history of the NFL. Do you think the Eagles are going to pay that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think they're going to be teams that they're going to give him a nice little piece of cheese. I don't think they're going to make him the highest paid linebacker in the league, though. But I don't know. I don't know what people feel about the way that he played. You know, I know what's been said about him, you know, defensive MVP and all that other stuff, but I don't know realistically with 1 year sampling size how NFL teams feel about that. Now, his agent's going to take a swing and try to get him as much money as he possibly can, which he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to take. You know, the Eagles probably came in with an offer, but you're so far into it now. Go out there and see what else you can get and see, you know, just entertain it. Go out there and get the free meal, you know. And see where you are, and then if the offer is not what you like or the team is not what you like, then come back home.
The part of this that is you know, I guess just troublesome or worrisome or it gives you like, uh-oh, what are they going to do, is their best unit was their defense last year. Like you said, Hugh, their offense is back, and they'll run that back, right? Aside from Becton, there's no one of significance that is a free agent, right? Jalen's under contract, and AJ, and Devontae, and Saquon, and four of the five linemen. But their offense wasn't their strength last year.
Mm-mm.
Now, it wasn't bad, and at times it was outstanding, like at the end of the season, the Super Bowl and the title game. But they got to 14 wins because of their defense last year, and that's the part of the team. Like, we already lost a starter yesterday. Darius Slay, gone. They released him. He's gone. And now we got three more starters, and I mean good players, Sweat and Williams and Bond, set to be free agents last week. And when I see Howie last week saying, patience, guys, that makes me feel like he thinks we might be headed for a quiet offseason.
Well, I mean, he's being realistic because nothing happens to me that the Eagles aren't prepared for or at least have a contingency plan for. You know, they want Zach Bond to stay, I'm pretty sure of that, but they're probably already looking to see, okay, who's the next guy that can step up? That's how every NFL team works, the good ones anyway, and you try to find those guys that – help keep the team going. Now, like I said earlier, they've already identified their core, and most of their core guys have already gotten paid. So now you have to find those Jimmys and those Joes that could come in. Because when you look at every NFL team and the way it's constructed, you only got a few guys on every NFL team that's making a ton of bread. Everybody else is kind of, you know, like they're making good money, but you fill out the rest of your roster with guys that fit well in what you do, and like – Your role.
Yeah,
players.
I mean, NFL money, they're not making much of it. It's bottom of the rung kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that you got all the core guys that you can't do without. You got them locked up. You're going to go find some other guys. You're going to replenish the ranks as soon as you possibly can.
I guess the hard part is, what are the odds that they are able to hit the way they hit last year? They paid Zach Bond $3 million, and he played like he was an all-pro. Not even played like it. He was an all-pro. Milt Williams made probably $1 million, and he was unblockable in the Super Bowl. Like, it's not easy to do that over and over and over. That's why we need to keep Zach Bond or trade for Myles Garrett. Like, they need some infusion of talent, because that depth chart I just reeled off, it's not great.
Yeah, like, I'm not certain that the contingency plans are going to hit, that they're going to pay off. I'm also not, you know, while I would love for this to be the case, I can't 100% be certain that all of these guys that played so well last year are going to play as good or even be better next year. That's just not always how it works. And by the way, you know, and again, these are all realities that would suck. These are terrible realities, but guys could get injured too. Like, we can't, I just think running it back is, or even without, you know, with losing some of those guys, is just such a dangerous way for them to go in the next season, and we're just not going to be as good. Like, I want to win the Super Bowl.
You can't account for any of that. We, like, to your point, though, we were very, very lucky.
But you have to think about it.
But no, what I was about to say was, we're very, very lucky that injury bug didn't hit us that hard. You know, you talk about Brandon and a couple other guys that it hit, but, you know, sometimes coming off of a Super Bowl, teams get decimated with injuries, and it happens. But
that's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, and you know what? When you say you're worried about that, or worried about this player not doing this and this or that, I'm always come back with Zach Bond. I'm always say that, because nobody knew who he was. He was a special teams player.
Well, right, but he's rare.
It is rare to go from that.
It is. He's a diamond in the rough.
No, but it happened, and it's not as rare as you think.
But it's going to happen again.
Zach Bond. That's all I'm going to say.
We're just going to get another Zach Bond this offseason.
No, you got lucky with Zach Bond. I give you that.
All right.
But you played a guy that never played a position. Now you're in a position to go out and get exactly what you want. That's the point that I'm trying to make. You got lucky, to your point. You got lucky with a guy, and he played well. He was the MVP because you had to. Now you get to go to the grocery store, and you get to pick your own groceries. That's what you get to do. You get to go into free agency, and you go get the linebacker that you want. You go get the guys that you want to fit your scheme. Or you go in the draft, and you get them, because you've already shown that you have the ability to teach and get these guys and put them in position to be successful.
But what if you miss?
Yeah, it's playing a dangerous game to
me. That's just like me saying, if I go to the bar and I'm trying to holler at a girl, what if she don't like me? Hell, I'm going to take that. You got to take that chance.
Are you going to ditch your old girl to go get a new one? Call the one from last night.
I'm going to shoot. Listen, if you want to meet new people, you got to shoot the J, man.
I don't want to meet new people.
Shoot the J, Joe.
I want to marry Zach Bond.
We're comfortable with our old people.
Wait a minute.
Well, not me. I want the Eagles to marry Zach Bond.
We are. Like, listen, it's okay, man. Go shoot the J.
I want the Eagles to settle down with Zach Bond.
Zach might not want to settle down. Maybe Zach was a one-night stand.
No, he doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. We talked to him in camp, okay? He strikes me as the kind of guy.
Zach wants to get paid. He wants to go to greener pastures.
No, he wants a ring. Put a ring on that thing,
he got dude. A ring. Come
no,
on.
No, a different
one.
Ring. The analogy.
Shoot the J, man.
No.
You got to shoot your shot.
That's how you're going to get rejected and end up going home by yourself at night.
You shoot the J. Sometimes you end up alone.
Listen, young fellas and young ladies.
This is terrible advice.
Oh, yeah, don't listen.
Get your feelings hurt builds character. It does. Everything is not going to always go your way. Sometimes rejection is a good thing.
I wonder if the Eagles have a step back next year with
Shoot
all these young guys on defense. We're replaying this.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to go home alone next year.
Why are you playing? The Thundercats have worked out well for me too. That was another one
on.
I dropped.
Hold
on, y'all.
All right, Bryce.
Hold on. Okay.
I mean,
Zach Bond was a 27-year-old free agent. Josh Sweat led them in sacks. They weren't exactly super young. I mean,
but the Howie not batting a thousand thing is like exactly what I think me and Joe are saying here is that he's not going to do it again.
Much, y'all worried too much about the unknown.
You're not worrying enough.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No, you're okay.
I shoot the J every week.
Resting
you're fine
on
with going home. You're fine with going home by yourself.
Unbelievable.
I'm lying. I don't shoot the J every week.
You know what I need next week? I need opening moment of free agency.
But listen.
Four years, $80 million
when
bond.
When I go out, I lace my Jordans up and I put on my shooting. I take my shooting outfit off and I shoot the J. When I get ready.
And sometimes.
And it clangs against the rim a lot, but I'm going to keep shooting. Shoot or shoot.
Sure, but you know what? Sometimes you shoot and you have a 2023 Eagles season. And that wasn't fun at the end.
Shoot or shoot, man.
No, or you
shoot or shoot.
Put a ring on it. Get this thing done. I need a loud offseason for the Philadelphia
Eagles.
Let
them young cats play, man.
We did this already. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, lots to get to here on this show. On the other side, I'm going to have you. Something I heard from Elliot, I'm going to add to it with a couple theories of my own. But reasons the Eagles may have an advantage here in this Myles Garrett sweepstakes. Elliot said something interesting, and then I have a thought myself on why they may have an advantage, a couple of them we haven't talked about, in finally and actually landing Myles Garrett. 215-592-9494. Plus, a team already checking in with the Browns on Garrett. Who is it? How does it impact the Eagles? We'll get to all that. Are you okay? Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? It began yesterday with the release of Darius Slay. They've got a lot of free agents here on the defensive side of the ball, plus Becton. Would you be okay if this is quiet? If they lose a lot, I wouldn't be. Hugh over here, he's talking about shooting Jays. He wants, you know, I mean, come on with this. We need to get this thing done.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, dog.
Or you could just, again, you know, I know it sounds weird, just marry Zach Bond.
We'd have made it weird.
Well, settle down with a linebacker. Is that a weird thing to say?
Hey, big head. That's how you slide it. When you slide somebody DMs, you go, hey, big head.
All right, your call's next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And hey, Philly, want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application with their price match guarantee. You know you're getting the best value. Not satisfied? True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right, all part of their promise to you. Don't wait. Visit truegreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.